Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I was rolling down the road in some cold blue steel. I had a blues man on the back in a beautiful...
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, the number three, thethirdingredient.com. William Emmerman is here, folks. He's an award-winning author, just won a brand spanking new beautiful award for his book, The Invisible Brand, Marketing in the Age of Automation, Big Data, and Machine Learning. William, congratulations again on the award. I'm not the least bit surprised. I need your website, please.
Wammerman.com, WAMMERMAN.com.
All right.
It's my first initial last name.
Contract his name there, folks, and you find him online. You find his books there and all the things he does to help his clients. William, when we went to the break, you were telling us about four paths that we need to follow to keep up with our customers, to serve them with artificial intelligence, especially with the voice aspect of artificial intelligence. Do you believe that voice is one of the first close encounters of the close kind that we'll have with our customers as small business owners?
There's no doubt that the voice user interface is the consumer-facing edge of artificial intelligence at the world's most valuable brands, and you as a business owner need to be part of that. So you need to think about how to get involved, because these big brands, as I mentioned before, you know, the Apples and the Siris, I mean, the Apples and the Googles, you know, of the world are already way ahead in investing in this space. And, you know, you don't want to get crowded out.
So let's go down through the four paths that you mentioned earlier that I want to go over, folks. These are some things that you need to be paying attention to as you adopt artificial intelligence, as you adopt the voice aspects of artificial intelligence. Let's go through them pretty quickly, William, because we don't have a lot of time. And I'm sure they can find out more about this. I know you're working on an article on this. So what's the first one?
Yeah, if we look at the consumer, you got to think about how your consumer uses voice. If you are a restaurant owner, you got to think about that consumer in their car saying, where's the nearest Thai restaurant? And so the device that they're using, if they're in their car, that becomes another criteria. Think about, are they, you know, watching television when they're talking to their device? Are they in a car when they're talking to their device? Are they using earbuds while they're jogging? All of those different devices have different use cases, and, you know, they're going to be doing different things. If they're on their way to the airport
aren't those AI bots in that voice search, aren't they just searching Google's lists? I mean, why do I need to be different? What do I need to do different than I would ordinarily?
Yeah, you've got to be thinking about the fact that, you know, each of them uses different different behaviors and different search engines. So Apple Siri, for example, works on Apple devices, and it uses Google for search, and it uses Siri shortcuts for learned behavior, whereas Amazon Alexa uses Alexa skills, and its default search is Bing. So, you know, you've got to understand that there are differences.
So you've
got to
be, you've got to customize yourself for what the consumer is looking for. And that's the issue, folks. We got a lot of stuff to do here on this. All right, what's the next one?
So once you've figured out the devices they're using, think about how they're using the voice assistant and what are the differences between those voice assistants. If you want to be visible in Alexa, you may need to educate your customer that you've created an Alexa skill. For example, UPS built an Alexa skill, and I can simply ask Alexa where my package is, and Alexa will go look up my connected UPS account.
Wow.
And using the Alexa skill built by UPS, I can track my packages. So Alexa can tell me, you know, your package is going to be delivered in 15 minutes.
Right.
The importance of understanding those different environments is that, you know, all these different environments, Siri, Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa, they use different business interfaces. So if you're building an Alexa skill, that isn't going to help you on Apple Siri. And, you know, businesses really have to recognize that this is an investment that you're making in your business's future. And once you've built that interface, the fourth step, building that interface into that, you know, ecosystem for, say, Amazon Alexa, you've built your Alexa skill. Now you've got to market that. You've got to educate the consumer that Alexa skill is available. Link, you know, to our Alexa skill and say, you know, buy my tennis shoes and,
folks,
and you know, tennis
it's
shoes.
It's no longer okay. It's no longer enough to have a sign over your door and a bell, a sign over the building and a bell over the door. You got to do these kinds of things or you're going to lose people. Because remember, the largest generation of Americans, at least, they're fully adults. Some of them are 41, 42 years old, and the rest are 20 years younger. That's a huge segment of our population that doesn't think like those of us who are not that young. And they are digital natives, right, William?
Absolutely. So what I encourage business owners to do right now is convene a meeting, brainstorm with your associates. Think about those four steps, the consumer, the devices, the voice assistants, and the business linkage into those ecosystems. And at the end of that process, ask yourself, are my products ready for voice? Can I find my
William, I gotta go. That was an awesome way to end it. Thank you for being here. William Emmerman, ladies and gentlemen. Wemmerman.com is his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.